Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 262, and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor, and we'll get right into the show. Welcome back to my weekly meal plan. If you're new here, each week I just share with everyone what is on my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. It's just for dinners. I do rotate my meals on a regular basis, so it's not always new things. I do try and throw something in new every once in a while, but I pretty much kind of have standard meals that I make and I rotate them on a regular basis. But the idea is more just to kind of maybe help inspire you to get your meal plan together, or maybe even just give you some ideas of something you might want to make. I do include the meal plan each week on my website at lolasfrugallife.com as a blog post, and there's links to any recipes in there that I mention in this episode. So the meal plan episode comes out every Wednesday, and I'm sharing the meal plan that starts for me that upcoming Saturday. That way, if you were going to follow along with anything, you know, the recipes and all that are up on the website, and you would have time to do your grocery shopping and all that kind of stuff. So this week's meal plan is going to be a little bit different just because it's Christmas week, and my meal plan is a little bit different because of Christmas. So this meal plan actually starts on Christmas Day, Saturday, December 25th. So for Christmas dinner, I'm going to be doing Christmas ham, which is from foodnetwork.com. We really like this. I make it every year. It's basically where you take a ham and you mix together like Dijon mustard and orange marmalade together, and you brush it all over the ham, and then you cover well, after you bake it for a while, I don't remember the exact time, but after you bake the ham for a while, then you take it out and you take crescent rolls and you cover the ham like with the crescent rolls, and then they kind of like bake onto the ham, and then they absorb some of that, the marmalade and the Dijon mustard kind of absorb into the crescent rolls that are like wrapping the ham. And I don't know, I just think it's really good. We've been making it for quite a while now. So we always make a whole ton of side dishes. So I'm not going to go into the details of each one because it'll take too long. But basically, we're making a spicy sweet potato casserole. I really just love this. I think it makes the sweet potatoes taste so good. You kind of slice them up and then you season them, and then you put heavy cream in, and it bakes, and they come out so delicious. It doesn't even really taste like, it's not one of those like sweet potato type things. It's more like a savory recipe, but it's really good. We're going to be doing classic baked macaroni and cheese. That's from myrecipes.com. I'm going to be doing best green bean casserole, which is from allrecipes.com. I'm going to be doing Chef John's perfect mashed potatoes, which is also from allrecipes.com. Corn casserole Roman numeral 3, which is also from allrecipes.com. I use allrecipes a lot. And then we're also going to be making a creamy, cheesy spinach that we make every year. I don't have a link to that recipe, but I'll share what's included in that on the blog post. It's basically like a crock pot recipe where you put like frozen spinach, cottage cheese, butter, American cheese, eggs, flour, and you just let it cook all day, and it comes out like this creamy, cheesy spinach, and we make it pretty much every holiday. So that's our Christmas dinner. I haven't decided on desserts yet, otherwise I usually do share those, but I'm not really sure what we're doing yet. For the 26th, I actually did not plan to cook anything because I just feel like we're going to have so much left over from Christmas dinner that everyone should be able to just kind of live off of leftovers in the fridge for that day. So I do not have anything on the meal plan for December 26th. For Monday, we're doing hot dogs. We do this once a month. So I'm doing hot dogs, and then I'm going to make home fried potatoes in the air fryer, and I pretty much just cut up some potatoes, peppers, and onions, and I coat them with a little bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper, and I throw them in the air fryer until they're to the consistency that we like. Of course, you could also just roast them in the oven. And then I'm going to do a can of vegetarian chili for my one daughter who doesn't eat meat. She'll make kind of like a hot dog bun with the vegetarian chili on it and the potatoes. And then, the reason I make the potatoes, I forgot to mention, we do like Italian hot dogs with the hot dogs. So we do the hot dog bun. I keep going to say hamburger bun. We do the hot dog bun, the hot dog, and then the potatoes and peppers and onions on top, which is really good. And then I'm also going to do a bagged salad, you know, just like the kind you get from the grocery store that has like the dressing and the toppings and stuff like that all included. For Tuesday, the 28th, we're going to be doing Chipotle night. So we do like a Mexican theme every Tuesday. So for Chipotle night, I pretty much just make like a homemade Chipotle bowl. So I do chicken in the under the broiler. I take chicken breast, I cut it up into little pieces, and I toss it with olive oil, seasoned salt, and chili powder, and then I just broil it until it's just slightly crispy, like almost where it's cooked too long, but to give it like kind of like a grilled type of texture. And then I just make like brown rice, black beans, put out sour cream, guacamole, salsa, you know, all those kind of Chipotle bowl type toppings. And then everyone just makes their bowl however they like it. For Wednesday, I usually do some type of seafood. So this Wednesday, we're going to be doing baked salmon, which is so easy. I get the frozen salmon fillets. I brush them with olive oil. And then seasoning, I use the smokehouse maple from McCormick. And then I just cook them at 450 degrees for like 12 minutes, and they come out perfect, and it tastes really good with that seasoning on it. And then I'm just going to do like buttered egg noodles on the side, and then a frozen vegetable, like whatever I happen to have in the freezer. I always keep some of those frozen vegetables that you could just pop in the microwave. So we'll do that as a side also. For the 30th, I'm going to be doing slow cooker sausage, spinach, and white bean soup. I usually do soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner on Thursdays because that's when I go food shopping. And this recipe is from damndelicious.net. And then I'll just make some grilled cheese sandwiches on the side to go with the soup when it's ready. So Friday is the 31st, which is the last day of the meal plan, and that is New Year's Eve. So this one's a little bit weird too, because it's not, I didn't really plan a normal meal. I think I'm just going to do like a bunch of snack type foods. So, and I'm not 100% sure if I'm complete with this plan yet, but as of right now, what I have on here is buffalo chicken dip, from allrecipes.com. I love buffalo chicken dip. So I try and make it, like I usually make it for like New Year's Eve, and then I'll do it for like the Super Bowl too, but I really like that, so I'm going to make that. I'm going to do super nachos, which is also from allrecipes.com. It's just like a big tray of, like, you know, your typical nachos. It has like, well, this one has ground beef and taco seasoning, stuff like that, but I think I'm just going to do refried beans instead, because my, like I said, my one daughter doesn't eat meat. Or maybe I'll do the meat and put it on like partial, and then I'll make like a separate one for her without the meat. I'm also going to do skinny crescent jalapeno poppers, which are kind of like a homemade jalapeno popper, using, like the crescent rolls. I don't think I've actually made these before. These are from BettyCrocker.com, but they look really good, and I love jalapeno poppers, so I thought that might be something good to try. And then I was also going to do pizza pinwheels, which are also made with, crescent rolls. You basically just like lay out the crescent rolls, and then you, put like shredded cheese and sauce. Although I forget if you put the sauce, I don't think you put the sauce in the actual, when you roll it up. I think you just do like cheese and pepperoni if you want, and then you roll it up, and then you slice them, and then you lay them out and bake them, and then you dip it in sauce. So we're going to do that. And then I'm also going to do baked ham and cheese party sandwiches, which are also from allrecipes.com. I love making these. I make these a lot of times at the holidays, or sometimes throughout the year I'll just make it for like a quick dinner on a weekend. But what it is you got like the small little dinner rolls, and you layer Swiss cheese and ham, and then you top it with the dinner roll, and then you make a mixture of like on the stovetop you melt butter and Dijon mustard Worcestershire sauce, and mix it together, and then you brush it over top of the sandwiches, and then you bake them in the oven, and they just come out so delicious. So that's what we have on our plan right now for New Year's Eve. I'm not sure if that might change, but that's what we have right now. So this was kind of a little bit of an unusual meal plan week with Christmas and New Year's Eve falling in it. But so that's what I have. As I mentioned, all of these, any recipes I mentioned in this episode will be included on the blog post on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. You can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Lola's Frugal Life. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/Lola's Frugal Life. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I can see that you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, I would really appreciate it. That is what helps the placement of the show in search results when people are looking for something like this. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?